You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Obviously, our goal was to add depth to the pitching staff, and the goal was to add depth to the bench. I think Willie Castro in some ways does that with one person. I think from a pitching standpoint, adding three guys was obviously something that we focused on. I'd say from a starting pitching standpoint, it's a really tight market, I guess the way I would say it. Very few rental starters, effectively no starters that had 1 year of control after this. And then the controllable starters, none of those guys changed hands.
As you heard me ask, that was from Jed Hoyer yesterday after the trade deadline. That was his press conference, media availability. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. And we just got the news a few minutes ago that Moises Ballesteros has been sent back down, that from Taylor McGregor. And as a texter aptly put, so you're untouchable in a trade, but you're not good enough to play for your team. Dramatic pause, because I agree. We're trying to examine what the Cubs did at the trade deadline. And part of the reason I'm so, I think, fired up about this and the fact that they didn't do as much is because we're paying attention to other GMs as well and how they are acting. Jed told you things were going to have to get creative at the deadline. And I think you saw that. You saw what, 20 deals yesterday that were done total? There were definitely trades that were made. But I want to listen to a guy who takes a different approach than what you hear a lot of the general managers in Major League Baseball do. And it's somebody who has had established success now at three different teams when you consider Dave Dombrowski's resume. You know that guy's going to go for it at the deadline. I don't know how you feel, Marshall, about him, but when I hear the reputation of mortgaging the present or mortgaging the future to win now, I always think to myself, the World Series isn't cheap, and you're going to have to make those deals. And you at least know that dude is going to try.
My whole thing is this. The Phillies will spend money, period.
They'll spend money and they'll spend prospect capital.
And guess what? If they run out of prospects, they'll just spend more money. That's why that works for them, because they are operating from a completely different place than where the Cubs operate from. Look at why their guy, their MVP, Bryce Harper, is on that team as opposed to on the Cubs.
And also, they know that Bryce Harper isn't getting any younger. And so they're trying to take advantage of what they see their window to be. They acquire Johan Duran from the Twins for catcher Eduardo Tate and right-handed pitcher Mick Abel. So we know that those are two prospects that that the Phillies have. And Abel was ranked number two in Philly system for several years, but now he's number six. The point is, they did part with a big price to give the Twins something that they wanted. But listen to him talk about the need and the reason why. This was on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Well, I mean, we quite a few closers or quite a few relievers. There weren't very many available when the start went on. Some other organizations decided to not make some moves, so we just thought he was the best guy out there, really, is what it came that was available to be acquired. A lot of clubs have been talking about if we were going to acquire their closer, that they were asking for Andrew Painter, who decided that we weren't going to trade Andrew in this trade. And so we felt this was a deal that we got a dominant closer for a tough price, two good players, but something that we think where we are makes sense. We would not have paid this price for a rental. So that's what really is a difference for us. So not only this year, but two more years, two more seasons after this. So if we were talking a pure rental, we would not have traded these players for that. I really didn't think this one was possible, you know, a couple days ago. I'm not really sure what the difference was in that regard. I do think that having Abel close to the big leagues made a difference. Because I do know that they had a lot of interest in him. We've heard from a lot of clubs that were trying to get him after we got him. And so they really picked up over the last few days. And really, even this afternoon, when we were, or late morning, I should say, because we were at the hotel, that's when we really kind of, okay, give me your best offer. We had gone over so many different other possibilities and names. And, so it really picked up over the last, really more so today. This is where really, Derek had mentioned to me, I don't know what time it is, it was, well, what the time was, 5 o'clock. It was 5 o'clock, he was going into an ownership meeting, 5 o'clock Minnesota time, to discuss whatever options they had, he told me. But really, a couple hours before that is when we really start going back and forth.
That is a guy who identified the need, identified the market, knew he was probably going to have to pay more than he wanted, and did it anyway. And you see what mattered to him when you know exactly what the priority list was and what the order of importance was, don't you? It's like the algebra formula is clear as crystal. It was biggest need, what the price was, how many years of control, what the deal was going to be prospect-wise. Period, paragraph.
The problem here, Layla, is that, to quote one of my favorite lines, favorite quotes of all time from The Wire, from HBO, you want it to be one way, it's the other way. Mm. And what I mean by that is you want the Cubs to operate like the Phillies that have a $289 million payroll, the Phillies that have the fourth highest payroll in baseball. And let me tell you this, Dodgers, Mets, Yankees, Phillies, Blue Jays, Astros, Texas Rangers, Padres. You heard all those teams' names called yesterday when it came to trade deadlines, right?
You did.
The only team that you did not hear their name called as far as trades that have bigger payrolls than the Chicago Cubs this year, the Atlanta Braves. Why? Because they're hurt. Their entire starting rotation from the start of the season is right now on the injured list. They are out of it. They are hurt. Everybody else was more aggressive. And while the Phillies have six players making over $20 million a year, the Cubs only have two, and it's barely over $20 million a year.
And all that's cool, except he's still telling you why he traded. Like that was a barter. That was not an outright monetary transaction. He's telling you why he made that deal. And that's it. You're only overpaying for somebody when there's no market for that individual. I'm thinking about the Patrick Williams contract when I say that. This is Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score, and I'm not trying to throw him under the bus. I'm giving the example. And you're not seeing the Bulls do that now with Josh Giddey, maybe for the same reason. I say all that, though, to show you that's what a clear path looked like for that general manager. And when I think about what Jed Hoyer had to say, and I appreciate his availability, I am happy that he joined Danny Parkins right after the trade deadline for the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. But he didn't have the same approach. He did say, just like Dombrowski, that certain people they thought were available were not going to be. So let's listen to what he had to say about how he viewed the prospects that are coming down the line and what he needed to do at this deadline.
No, that's the wrestling match over and over is, you know, is that, right? It's you know, what at what expense are you doing this to your future? And listen, like, we had a lot of conversations about controllable starters. We had a lot of conversations about, you know, good relievers. I think ultimately it wasn't an unwillingness to part with prospects. It was sort of an unwillingness to go to the length that we would have to go and the depth and the volume we would have to go. So I think there's no question, you know, you have to be willing to part with prospects to get really good players. I think the question is just how many and at what cost. But you framed it really well, and that's the constant back and forth you have all the time. Like, you know, and also it's about what players are actually available. And I think that's always an important thing. At the deadline, it's a sort of a select group of players based on who's out of the race and who's willing to transact. Some of the guys that people thought were available, like, they weren't actually even available. They were, the teams that said, we're just not going to talk about that. So it isn't free agency. You know, it's a kind of thing where sometimes there's just simply players that are unattainable, either because they're on contenders or because the teams want to win next year and they don't want to focus on that, or they don't want to do that to their fan base. So in some ways, it was an interesting deadline in the sense that some of the teams that I really expected to sell bought, and some of the teams that I expected to sell just stood pat. And when that happens, there's not much you can do to make those players available. So I think in that regard, it was certainly an interesting deadline because the behavior wasn't quite as rational as usual.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
That was Jed Hoyer talking to Danny Parkins during the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. This is Rahemian Harris on 670. The Score in this segment is brought to you by Almost Free Teeth. Save on dental implants today. When I hear Jed Hoyer talk and I hear Dave Dombrowski talk, those are two very different thought processes, concepts, approaches, etc. One of them has gotten a lot closer to a World Series than the other recently.
I think one of them is fully enabled by his ownership group to do whatever it takes to bring me my trophy. That's the words of John Milton, the owner of the Phillies. And the spending is the indicator. The reason I brought up all those payroll numbers is because the Cubs are 10th in payroll. And everybody, including the Cubs and up, are all in the playoff mix. They're all fighting for a playoff spot, and they all think they can make a charge at the World Series this year, led by what most people have as the World Series favorite. Surprise, surprise, it's the Dodgers who spend the most money, and that's with deferred money to the biggest and best player in all of Major League Baseball, Shohei Ohtani. And so the Cubs have to find a way to navigate around this, and I'm just worried that they're taking this one year, this one magical year, where, to be frank, going back to the beginning of 2025, people are outperforming expectations. Layla, if I told you the Cubs would be a game out of the best record in baseball, and that in doing so, you'd have guys like Carson Kelly having the kind of year that he's having, even Michael Busch, Pete Crow Armstrong, obviously. There's so many guys who are doing more than they've ever done in their Major League Baseball careers. But my issue with what happened at the trade deadline is Jed Hoyer didn't take advantage of it, of the moment, and saying, all right, I'm going to give you whatever you need to go up. And they may still have enough. I'm not saying they're incapable of making a run at the World Series. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you're putting undue pressure now on the offense to keep up what has been an historic season for several members of that offensive squad.
Yeah, to me, there's a couple of things at play here. Number one, you did decide that certain positions where you thought you had your guy weren't good enough when you decided to DFA Ryan Pressly, for example, when you decided to DFA Flexen, when you decided to DFA Vidal Brujan. You decided to upgrade at your bench with Willy Castro, which I think will help this team.
Yeah.
But you didn't do it at the other positions where you're seeing other teams go from good to great. And good to good in the National League, I don't think gets you there. In the American League, where there were a lot more transactions, as you mentioned, yes, It does. The delta is different, but that's not what you are in right now. You can't dictate your market the way you want it. And that's my whole point from the last month on, is that you aren't good enough, even with that record currently as it stands, knowing what everybody else is doing and what they were about to do. You weren't allowed to dictate the market the way you saw fit. You didn't think you had enough prospect capital, evidently, because you wanted to hold on to people who I don't know if necessarily they were worth holding on to. And then you decided the future, which likely is without Kyle Tucker, is going to be more successful for those individuals in the present. And that's where I take offense.
No, I'm completely with you there, except for the one fact that when you talk about going from good to great, there was really only one position for them to do that on offense, and that was third base with Eugenio Suarez. So that's really the only issue I have with the offense. Otherwise, I think they have good enough offense now with Willie Castro put in at that utility spot.
815 says, Jed did the right thing. We want a dynasty, not a single World Series. You wanted a dynasty in 2016, too. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. The game changed around you. That's my point. You know you've got right now. And you decided that when you gave up who you gave up to get Kyle Tucker to begin with. Can't be partially pregnant on these things. I would know. We're going to talk Bears next. A lot happened at Halas Hall this past week. We didn't get to discuss it because of the radiothon. Some really compelling audio, I think, that you need to hear from Ben Johnson. And also, I think a dude proved that once you step on the field, whatever happened before off of it, we should probably forget, or at least try to. That's next on Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.